views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. You're listening to the Dr. Ronnie Radio Show, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz. And today, my name is Randy Payton, and I'll be actually hosting and interviewing Dr. Ronnie, who'll be talking about causes and cures for 21 chronic diseases. But before we get started, I'd like to say welcome here, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, Randy. It's so exciting to have you be the host today. I'm looking forward to this being an exciting show. We always have so much to talk about. And some of the things we talk about is controversial, and some of the things we talk about is based on research. But the one thing that we realize is that today in this country, natural remedies, holistic remedies, alternative and integral wellness medicine is the fastest growing type of modalities and therapies in this country today. So I'm so happy to be your host.
well, welcome, Dr. Ronnie. And I know there's a lot of things we need to talk about today, but let's talk about some latest news. There was a study that came out in March, which says that over 180,000 deaths worldwide in 2010 were linked to high intake of sugar-laden drinks. And this study estimates that about 25,000 people died in the U.S. as a result of this. Most occurred in middle to low-income countries. And this is a Harvard University study. And the findings were very surprising. We also think that this is a problem only in high-income countries like the U.S., according to the researchers. However, recently the mayor of New York City was in the spotlight, and a judge actually struck down Mayor Michael Bloomberg's controversial limit on large sodas and other sugary beverages. The ruling of I know you heard of this, but they're actually appealing the decision, and he's trying to get restaurants and other food outlets to limit sodas and the sugary drinks at restaurants, food carts, and theaters to at least 16 ounces. There was another study that's actually linking, and as you know, pancreatic cancer is now one of the leading causes of cancer in the U.S. There's another study that actually links and says that over 2 sodas a week can actually contribute to pancreatic cancer. And can you give us some insight into this whole link between this study, Dr. Ronnie, on sugary drinks and why that's a problem?
Yeah, Randy, and I appreciate that study, and I've heard that study, and I've read it about it. And I think that, that we need to understand, yes, first of all, pancreatic cancer is on the rise. And as we speak right now, I have a pancreatic cancer client at my retreat and had one 3 weeks ago and had one 4 weeks prior to that. So yes, it is on the rise. But why is this? It's not just pancreatic cancer. It's all types of chronic illness. And as you know, I specialize in 21 chronic illnesses. And cancer has been one of the leading causes of death in this country today. Not just based on the fact that it's cancer, because even though we're making great strides in cancer today, we still have the human body not capable of withstanding some of the traditional treatments that are being done in the hospitals around the country. And diabetes is another leading chronic illness. And all of these chronic illnesses are related to toxicity in the body. And as the brain is getting stronger, the diseases are getting the body is getting weaker. Diabetes, for an example, we see so much chronic diabetes today, especially type 2, and that's also a pancreas problem. We see a lot of colon disease. We see a lot of kidney disease. So our organs are failing us. Our detoxification organs are failing us because of the toxicity that we're bombarded with on a daily basis with our food, water, air, and also with our cosmetics and the stuff that we put on our skin. So we have a long way to go here. But, you know, after retreat, because of these whole body diseases, we have to attack it in a lot of different ways. Like, for an example, we do so many different types of modalities. Not only do we do high concentrations of phytonutrients, vitamin and mineral therapy, but as you well know, we do juice therapy or detoxification. We do aromatherapy. We do essential oils. And you and I talked about something that I do, and that's ozone treatments. We could talk about that later. We do reflexology. We do integral wellness medicine. We do acupressure. We do homeopathy. So, in hydrotherapy. So, you know, and the list goes on. But the reason why I'm naming all these things is that you have a chronic illness that is multi-organ function. So we have to attack it in a lot of different ways. We have to attack it at the cellular level. And how do you do that is by getting to and cleaning up the organs, cleaning up the liver, the kidneys, and the bloodstream. And, you know, one of the things that I always say is that our bloodstream is our life stream, so we have to keep it clean. So it's a complicated issue when it comes to pancreatic cancer or any type of cancer and how our medical system is treating it. It needs to be a whole body type of treatment, and some of these medical physicians are now starting to partner up with naturopathic doctors and other holistic and alternative practitioners.
Yes, and you know, you would think that Cuba, where there's not as much commercialism and pharmaceuticals, that they would tend to be healthier, and they are, I guess, in some respects. But in terms of sugar intake and sodas, they said that young Cuban men beat the rest of the world. Men in Cuba younger than 45 typically down more than 5 servings of sodas a day. And have higher rates of chronic diseases, according to this study.
Right. So
they also link these sugary drinks to cardiovascular disease and others. And I guess the major organ we're talking about here is pancreas. What effect does this? They say that the sugary high-calorie sugary beverages have on the pancreas that can lead to diabetes and cancer.
So the question is what, first of all, our pancreas is responsible for a lot of the enzymatic activity that goes on. We need many, many thousands of enzymes that control the body. And the pancreas is one of the leading organs that controls the enzymes. And also one of the major things is insulin. So we're looking at an organ that's been insulted with many different toxins, also not just sugar just being one. But the other thing is that we have our bodies today is not like it used to be. We're suffering, Randy, today with, you know, and I always say we live in the land of the plenty, but we're malnourished. And I can honestly say that because I've been doing this work for, you know, over 30 years. And I realize today that I can actually look at someone and tell when they're having some nutritional deficiencies. And it's not until I put these people on high concentrations of phytonutrients, vitamins and minerals, and I also create homeostasis because I'm looking at their blood work or their lab. What you have to understand is that our immune system is what keeps us healthy, and our immune system is what keeps us stable. And how do we do that? We do that by feeding our bodies high concentrations of nutrients so that we can create homeostasis in the body. And then there's some other things that you do along the way. And I know that you've touched on the subject of oxygen and ozone water and keeping the body alkalized. And all of that comes into effect as well. And I think sometimes, you know, the question is constantly being asked, you know, and especially in my field, you know, when I get clients and they come in from all over the country, you know, the first question is that I eat pretty good. How did I get this thing? How did I get this, Dr. Ronnie, this pancreatic cancer? Why me? Well,
Dr. Ronnie, exposed to the topic.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Randy?
Yes. Before we move on to another topic, I want to stay on this just for a minute because we talk about the intake of nutrients and food. I mean, people love to eat. You know, we put the food in our body, whether it's nutritional food, whether it's healthy food, whether it's bad food. We always focus on is getting it in. But that's the intake. What about the outtake part, the elimination of the resident toxins and the waste material from all this food that we're putting into our body? How did that come out? I mean, how did the colon and the digestive system play a role in eliminating the waste material?
Well, Randy, one of the highest, the one over-the-counter drug, we're going to talk about this subject when we get back. That's an interesting question, Randy. I'm so happy you asked me this.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit accesspossibilityschool.com. That's accesspossibilityschool.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Dr. Ronnie DeLuce radio show. And today I'm your host, Randy Payton. And we're talking to I'm interviewing Dr. Ronnie, who's a naturopathic doctor here at the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Health Retreat. You can also visit her at drronnieholistichealth.com for more information. But we were talking today about the 21 chronic diseases. And before we went off, Dr. Ronnie was talking about pancreatic cancer, some of the causes and the toxins and sugary intake that goes into the body. We talked a lot about the Harvard University study linking sugary sodas to a high rate of pancreatic cancer, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and other illnesses. But now we're going to move more into the elimination of the foods that we put into our bodies and the digestive system and what role the colon has to play. Dr. Ronnie, tell us more about colon irrigation and hydrotherapy and the treatment of chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm.
So Randy, first of all, I want to thank you for being on the show today, because when I'm being interviewed, I get the opportunity to talk more based on the kinds of questions that you're asking me. And that was a really interesting question, and it's a very interesting study about pancreatic cancer. And as you well know, that I've been seeing a lot of pancreatic cancer at the retreat. I see a lot of cancer, but I've especially been seeing a lot of pancreatic cancer at the retreat. And I don't get enough time to do as much research as I used to, because I'm one of the leading practitioners here at the retreat. But, you know, with all the modalities that we do, one of the most common reasons why people come to the retreat is detoxification and cleanse. And as you well know, that I talk a lot about maximum nutrition and small dosages all day, which basically means every 2 hours at the retreat, they end up getting a drink that's full of vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients. And these drinks are so so full of nutrients that it actually changes the way a person feel and look at the end of 21 days. But besides nutrition, we have to also say that that's part 50% of it. The other 50% is the cleansing that we do at the retreat. And one of the treatments that we do is colon irrigation or colon hydrotherapy or colonics. And it has several names. And the reason we do that is because we find that most people, by the time they end up at the retreat, some of their organs are not functioning the way it should be functioning. And we need the colon to work well. So we'll do a lot of colonics, because over-the-counter drugs at any pharmacy, colon is one of the laxatives, and diarrhea is one of the leading over-the-counter medications that's being purchased today. Now, people will always ask me about colon hydrotherapy. And as the name suggests, this is a cleansing treatment of the body's large intestines, which is simply an updated version of an old-fashioned cleansing enema. Now, we don't want to talk about a cleansing enema today. We want to talk about colon hydrotherapy. So the way that works is that filtered water is gently infused into the lower bowel or the colon by a high-tech piece of equipment, which I call the colonic machine. And we have a colonic machine at the retreat called the Angel of Water. Now, in today's world, we already know that there are more toxins than ever, that each and every year there's over 2,000 to 3,000 toxins dumped into our food supply. These toxins are created not only from food, but from the drug residue, from environmental elements. I mean, you know, just air and water. And so we do need to cleanse and flush this area of our bodies regularly. And so colonics or colon hydrotherapies is an easy and effective method of bowel cleansing. It's also safe. And I hope I'm still around one day when they start putting colon hydrotherapy units in some of the other clinics and hospitals around the country. That's just how I feel, because I've not only saved my life with that modality, but lots of lives around the country using that modality, and we've never had a problem, and we've not seen anything but success with it.
Well, we know cancer is a big problem. Could you explain to us really quick, IBD, inflammatory bowel disease? and colon cancer. What is inflammatory bowel disease, or as they call it in the medical world, IBD?
Well, it's exactly what the word says. It's inflamed. Your bowels are inflamed. And you know, Randy, the thing that you always have to ask is why. And you know, we do have a problem in this country with inflammation. I've not seen, and I've been doing this work for over 25, 30 years, as I said. And I would say more than 50% of everyone has some type of inflammation. And not to get away from IBD, but we have not just the bowels being inflamed, our joints are inflamed, a lot of our organs are inflamed. We have somebody at the retreat right now who says that her bladder is inflamed, you know, and I says, what are you doing? She says, well, what I do for it is I take baking soda. I mean, come on. We know today that you have to eat right, drink good quality water, keep the acid down in the body, allow your bodies to be able to process and not just digest, but metabolize and absorb food. But in order for that to happen, you have to eat and drink the right foods. If you do processed foods and eat a lot of acid foods, you got to ask yourself, well, why wouldn't you be inflamed? We are creating this inflammation in our body. Our bodies cannot utilize foods that's not what I call that's not real. I hate to say that, but if our food's not real, if it doesn't have nutrients, and if it doesn't have all the things that the body needs to be able to use it in order to create health, then that food turns to what's called toxicity in the body, and toxicity creates a fire or inflammation.
Mm.
And we'll talk about the immune system. No, I just want to say we'll talk about the immune system another day because, you know, our immune system is really what keeps us healthy. And that's a whole nother subject. But I know a lot of inflammation and people are probably thinking, well, I'm inflamed because I have an autoimmune disease. Well, that's true. But if we keep it still, how do you help your immune system? That was a question that just came, by the way.
Another thing, Brad, you talk about how it can begin in the colon and spread to other parts of the body. Now, one of the most important organs in the body is the liver. And liver cancer can be very, very dangerous. And why is the colon generally a staging place for the development of liver cancer?
I'm not sure if I heard your question right, but you have to remember that
colon cancer tends to spread. One of the major organs it will spread to is to the liver.
Yeah, because what liver is what travels. See, there's this portal vein there, right, in our rectal area, and that vein is a direct link to our liver. And then from our liver, it goes all over the body. So it depends on where the organ is, where the cancer originated from. If it's close to, if it originated in the colon, it's very close to the portal vein, which is right there at the liver. So that's why sometimes you'll see that happen. And also you got to remember a lot of things play a part with that, Randy. Also, people are probably thinking, does genetics play a part? Yes, genetics play a part. But there's a lot of different things that play a part in why a cancer grows fast or why a cancer grows in a particular organ. This is just a lot of things that come into play. I mean, some people are probably saying, well, it originated in my colon and then it went to my lungs. I mean, you know, some of us have weak links. We call that the genetic weak link. And so sometimes what happens is a cancer can grow in that direction.
People think that they can be cured by surgery. What are these things called? Plops, colon plops, and having those removed? Is that a cure or is that just treating the symptom?
Well, certainly we would like to know that if you have a isolated tumor in a particular part of the body, that cutting it out is a cure. However, if you cut, regardless of whether you have a high success rate or a low success rate, what I tell everyone, and this is what I say, if cancer knocked on the door the first time and you don't change the condition of your body. What makes you think the cancer is not going to knock again? So no matter what, Randy, you still have to change your lifestyle in order to support health, in order to keep the cancer cells from growing. And I know that, you know, this is a very a scary topic and a very sensitive topic, but just keeping it real, and because I see a lot of cancer and we are pretty successful, no matter what, and we're going to do a whole subject on the immune system, no matter what, it always depends on the strength of the patient, body, mind, and spirit. It always depends on how you're able to tolerate that surgery, Randy, and it also depends on whether or not you can tolerate the chemo. Some people are so sick by the time they get the cancer that they can't even tolerate the surgery. I've heard doctors say, well, I refuse to remove that tumor based on the fact that the patient may not make it off of the operating table. So either way we look at it, whether you accept surgery as a choice or radiation or chemotherapy, you have no choice but to get healthy in order to sustain or order to stay in a stable condition or even increase your health. And I know this subject is so exciting, and I've got so many calls and texts coming in, but we have one minute to go. So I like to say when we get back, we'll talk more about this very important subject that Randy brought up today, which is chronic disease and concentrating on pancreatic cancer and other types of cancer, and how do we clean up our bodies.
And also the different stages of cancer, 1, 2, 3, 4, and what do they really mean?
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. My name is Randy Payton, and today I am the host of the Dr. Ronnie DeLuce Radio Show, and I'm interviewing Dr. Ronnie, a naturopathic doctor here at the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Health Retreat, and that's Dr. Ronnie Holistic Health Retreat.com for more information. And we've been talking today about the 21 chronic diseases, the effect that toxins and our diets have on the body. We talked about the research study linking sodas to pancreatic and other chronic illnesses. And we left off talking about the importance of our elimination system, the colon, colon cancer, its effect on the liver, the elimination of toxins from the body, and the importance and the benefits of colon hydrotherapy. Some people call it colon irrigation. Dr. Ronnie, welcome back.
Hi, Randy. So happy to be back. I'm having fun with you today. This is great. It's fun to be on the other side. That way I can get to answer questions that I think other people are asking but don't. So that's good, and I like that. I think we just finished talking about people with IBS, and I should have mentioned that, you know, I have someone at the retreat with IBS, and sometimes IBS is referred to as colitis. And you know, people that have IBS or colitis, and that's just going back to your question earlier, they have, because the pain is so severe, and we're talking about our digestive system, and we're talking about not being able to eat the foods we love, and we're talking about diarrhea and constipation, it sort of affects your personality. And, you know, people have been asking me for years, how do I do the type of work that I do? Because chronic illness brings on anger, irritability, depression, anxiety. And at the retreat, we deal with it all. And it's been over 25 years, and we're still kind of hanging in there. And nothing will ever say this is not the case when it comes to healing the body. And everyone knows that this is true. Until you're able to heal body, mind, and spirit, Randy, you're not going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have all three. The body cannot be disconnected from the emotions. It cannot be disconnected from the mind. You cannot just say, heal my liver and take your liver and put it over there, because the liver is part of the whole body. And that's what we do. We do body, mind, and spirit here.
But Dr. Ronnie, don't you tend to get patients more at the final, the fourth stage of a chronic illness or cancer? What does fourth stage mean, and what happens? What's happening with the rest of the body by the time they get to the fourth stage?
See, okay, you're talking about cancer, okay? Now let's jump back to cancer. Yes, I do, Randy. And now, as a traditional naturopath with over 20 years of being a nurse in a traditional hospital and understanding the difference between traditional medicine and holistic medicine, yes, I wish. And I've always prayed, because when I went to school, I learned that you should that it's prevention, and that we should be preventing disease. But that's not the case. I do get them at stage four when they have cancer. And let me talk a little bit about the stages in case someone wondering what's stage four. Well, stage four, the higher the number, it's usually stage 1 to 4. So the higher the number usually indicates the larger the tumor size or the spread of the cancer beyond the organ in which the cancer was first developed. Like, for an example, if the cancer was originated in the colon and it already migrated out into the lymph nodes or out into other tissues or into other organs, then you'll usually get that diagnosis of a stage four. And usually stage one is that you found the tumor, it's very settled, it hasn't migrated out, it's very small. So, and you know, staging of a cancer is what really scares people. Not that because you're stage four, that you're, sometimes it's the case that your survival rate is not as good as someone with stage one, but that's not the case all the time. I haven't seen that all the time. Like I said before, it always depends on the health of the individual. So you shouldn't let stage four scare you. Not today, not anymore, because we do have great surgeons out there and scientists and people always researching cancer. But at the end, it depends on the state of the body, Randy. Not just the body. Like I said, it depends on the body, mind, and spirit. On whether you are going to survive, not just cancer, but whether you're going to survive any chronic illness.
So that is the main benefit and role of getting on a good detox program and maintenance program to nurture the body, at the same time eliminating a lot of the causes that led to the illness, like toxins and heavy metals and things like that, that while you are also treating and strengthening the person's organs and cells and lymphatic system?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. It's a whole body disease, so you got to treat it like a whole body disease. A lot of people will treat just that one organ. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you've got that cancer, is not, you can't treat cancer like it's a disease of the kidney or a disease. You have to treat it like a whole body disease. It's a condition of the body as opposed to a disease of the body. You have cancer in the body. That's a condition. You have to treat that whole body.
Well, I've also read across a study that talked about the oxygen, and sometimes they talk, I've seen also some articles where they said, oh, quack doctors and ozone, quack doctors and oxygen. Because oxygen or ozone, first of all, when they say oxygen, are they referring to ozone treatment? Is it the same thing?
Well, it really depends on what it is that they are talking about. You know, we do a lot of oxygenated water, ozonated water in at the retreat. Well, of course, we believe in oxygen. We do colon irrigation, and right after that, we will introduce ozone or oxygen, because basically, oxygen or ozone, I mean, there's some powerful stuff out there. You can research ozone on the internet today. I was like really shocked, but I find so much. So the benefits of, so let me tell you what ozone is, if that's specifically your question. Ozone is nature's second most powerful sterilizing agent in the world. It eliminates germs, viruses, bacteria, bad odor, mold. It purifies the air. It just does so much. I drink ozonated water, but I also make sure I drink a lot of antioxidants. So the benefits of using ozone in your daily life is profound. And it not only does it stabilize chlorine residues in regular water, but it also is a natural and chemical free, like unlike bleach, so you can actually use it as a cleansing. Like I make sure that the vegetables are ozonated. I would cleanse the vegetables in ozonated water. Ozone is a natural antibacterial for any germs that's not only on your skin, but also on the surface of things. It disinfects your dentures. I mean, ozone water will also help heal any inflammation in your gums. It helps with canker sores or mouth infections. It helps you cleanse your face. I mean, the list goes on. And, you know, I can talk about some medicinal purposes of ozone, but that's another show, Randy. That's a whole show. We could do a whole show on the benefits of using ozone in your daily life.
Well, yeah, we'll get back to that topic and do a whole other show to it. There is another doctor. I know you're in the Cape Cod area here in Martha's Vineyard, but there's another doctor in the New England area called Dr. Thornton, and he actually uses ozone therapy in his practice to treat musculoskeletal conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Because what happens is that it stabilizes residues. It helps with heavy metals. It helps with the ions and various inorganic impurities that causes unpleasant joint problems. You know, yeah. I mean, I have a book on ozone that's almost as thick as the Bible. I mean, literally, it's just so much to it. I mean, there's like doctors in other countries that's all they do is ozone treatment. Can you imagine?
And I went to
a doctor that did ozone treatments in Mexico. I had ozone treatments. I had my blood purified. I mean, you know, and I'd like to have another show with you, Randy, just discussing the benefits of ozone and the uses of medicinal ozone and what they do in other countries when you go get ozone treatments. I would love to have that show.
Yeah, and there's so many men that need to listen in because a lot of men who play basketball and hard sports and stuff have knee problems, and there's a lot of knee surgery and joint surgery out there. Even a lot of women today that I know, and you know, I like to dance, and a lot of women who do a lot of dancing, some of them now are having knee problems as well, you know. And I think ozone, as we talk about musculoskeletal conditions, you know, arthritis, yes. and other problems that we get with our joints.
Yeah, I just got somebody to text me just a little while ago. I think this is so cute. She says, hey, I use ozone water to purify my plants. And she says, my plants are getting healthier and growing bigger and better leaves. And I'm going, that's really cute. But I said to her, so why don't you try drinking some yourself if it's good for your plants? So anyway,
well, that's the same thing that I have gone through because, you know, they tell you, you don't see. One of the fastest growing industries, actually the fastest in the world, is the expansion of hospitals and drugs, you know, for humans who eat human food. But you don't see that same growth in veterinarian hospitals and stuff because they tell you specifically don't give your dog table food, you know, and they specifically make sure that dog food has all the nutrients for every organism cell in the body. So our dogs tend to be healthier and have less diseases and hospitalizations than we do.
That's true. Okay. Story, when we come back, let's...
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Dr. Ronnie DeLuce radio show. My name is Randy Payton, and today I'm the host, and Dr. Ronnie is the guest. And I'm interviewing her. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is a naturopathic doctor at the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Health Retreat, and her site is Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, holistichealthretreat.com. And we ended the session talking about chronic diseases, the 21 chronic diseases, and the importance of ozone or oxygen treatment and detoxing the body, musculoskeletal conditions, treating various diseases. And Dr. Ronnie is going to really go into and try to explain to us why ozone is important and what type of conditions will benefit. Dr. Ronnie, welcome back.
Hi, Randy. I basically just got someone that asked me that, you know, I have hepatitis, and I've heard you guys talk about inflammation and will ozone treatments and detoxification help? And the first thing I want to say is that when we understand our condition, we know what to do about our condition. Anything that starts with itis, you know, like hepatitis, I mean, otitis media, I mean, there's so many itises out there today, arthritis. Anyway, it basically means an inflammation. So, yes, hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver, usually caused by a viral infection. Now, we know that the liver is responsible for filtering out from the bloodstream harmful substances and toxins. And we also know that it also can filter out an overabundance of hormones and just the bilirubin. I don't want to talk a lot about what the liver does because, well, I don't want to miss the point. So the question was, how do you help that? So we know that it's inflammation. So the most important thing is to get the inflammation down. Now, the other thing we talked about is how to do that. We talked about there's many ways of doing that. First, you have to make sure that what you put in your body each and every day, your body metabolizes and absorbs the nutrients. So we know green juices and green foods help with that because acid foods create heat in the body. Alkalizing food calms down the heat. So alkalizing foods is better for any type of itis. Now, getting back to ozone, the ozone is a powerful sterilizing agent. And so when I say that, because, you know, if you look it up, that's what you're going to see. So you say, okay, if it sterilizes, what is it sterilizing? So in the body, it can sterilize germs, viruses, bacteria, and mold. Now, I've gone to another country and I've had some ozone treatments done there. Why? Because basically I was trying to clean up my liver. So if you read my story 25, 30 years ago, when I even wrote about it in my book, I had liver problems that stimulated from pesticide poisoning. So yeah, it is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Is it controversial? Yes, it is in some places. But it depends on how you use it as well. Like I know I drink ozone water on a daily basis. So can it, I disinfect my vegetables in it and my toothbrush in it and all kinds of things. But And I have a large book, and I've studied it for many years on the benefits of using ozone. So you will find that there's doctors that use it for, like, burns, like people who've been burned over 50% of their body. They use it for healing skin diseases. So there's many, many benefits of ozone because if you just listen to the diagnosis, it eliminates viruses, bacteria, mold, and so most diseases, I would say over 90% of diseases are caused by bacteria, viruses, and mold. And even cancer, cancer is a virus. You know, infections come from bacteria. You know, and on this island, we have a problem with mold. So we do have a need for oxygenated modalities, ozone modalities. They even now have a whole centers in some parts of the country that just have oxygen chambers. I think you know about oxygen chambers. So it all has its place in the chronic illness world. I think that, you know, talking about ozone from A to Z requires a whole hour.
A whole show. Yeah, because, I mean, yes. I've seen some studies also linking cancer and other chronic diseases to free radicals, which tend to be with less oxygen, there's more free radicals in the body.
Yes. That's very, very true, and that's a whole other subject and complicated subject because they say that ozone can create more free radicals, but so can oxygen. So there's always got to be a healthy balance. But I never really worry about that because all day long, you know, what I always say in our retreat, we do what's called maximum nutrition every 2 hours all day long. we start out very early in the morning with a nice 8-ounce glass of an antioxidant, and our strongest antioxidant that we do is an ounce. So we're doing antioxidants all day to help fight free radicals in the body. And that's another whole hour, just talking about free radicals. But you're bringing up so many interesting concepts and interesting questions that a lot of people have.
Yeah, so basically ozone does help to increase the tissues and the cells utilization of oxygen, which leads to healthy cells that can fight off diseases.
And, you know, the other thing that someone just asked me just a while ago is, can you use ozone during colon hydrotherapy? Well, we have a lot of colon hydrotherapists out there today that actually will oxygenate. After they do the colon hydrotherapy, they will oxygenate the water. So they are putting oxygen in the body, and I suggest that you make sure you're clean before you do that. But we, you know, today more and more people are studying oxygen therapies, oxygen chambers, and ozone treatment. I know that the other day we have these cubicles called O Cube. And what they are, we have them all around the facility. We have two or three of them in the main room. And what we do is we put the tube in the sink, and we fill the sink up with water, and we ozonate the vegetables. Or you can actually put the tube in a glass of water and just drink ozonated water. So there's a lot of different ways you can get ozone in you.
Well, the actor, Nick Nolte, is a big proponent ozone therapy. Can you tell us a little bit about his experience? I'm sure you heard of Nick Nolte and his use of ozone to help treat cancer or a big tumor that he had. And he brags about it on the internet.
Yeah, well, you know, and not just Nick Nolte. Many people have been so-called cured from ozone treatments and other modalities. And I did hear, and he was on Johnny Carson's show when he actually talked about melting the tumor in his brain with ozone treatment. I mean, there have been some miraculous things that have happened with ozone treatment. There's something called the body bag, where you actually can get in the body bag or actually get into a machine inside the body. I hate that word body bag, but you get into a bag, and then you dry brush your skin first, and then you just blow ozone, and that filters through your skin. Does a phenomenal job with energy, and all kinds of things happen. We've actually had somebody's entire skin condition go away based on that. So there's a lot of, listen, the name of the show is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and Randy, there are truly a lot of miracles. And I know it's time to end this show. I can go on and on and on with you about talking about all these different modalities. We've got 30 seconds now, so see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/DrRonnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.